Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been on pool. She an addict, addict for the lifestyle and the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Gaddafi, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean muggin', got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, left the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga man favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sippin' on lean, tryna keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money bustin' out my jeans like I do skiing.
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Detroit, Chicago, Chicago, New York, New York, New York. Man, we got some topics today, man. Some of these guys, they upset today. They upset, they upset. Somebody sent a poll out, and it they had one of the Northerners guys up here in a spot where they shouldn't be. So we got a few topics today we're going to touch on. I mean, the South, man, y'all done made the North really upset with this poll that came. I don't know if it's a poll or a magazine or just somebody who put something up. Let me go in the text and see it. They got, I see you, Tim. Give me a second here. They got the... Yeah, here we go. Okay, they got 484 Power Rankin. They got Lucky Luciano. Softy Bitch number 2. Lucky Luciano number 1. Softy Bitch number 3. Herb the Ruler number 3. They got this Jesse James number 4. The hell is that up? I can't. The other one. Number 5, I can't. Yeah. But anyhow, they got my man at number 6. What is his name over that motherfucker? God damn, I can't remember his name. But anyhow. They got the Chicago, the New York guy at number 6 here. And he beats Q. He got Q. They got Q at number 6. And he beat that goddamn. He beat old Herb the Ruler. That's Baby Daddy. Okay, I can see it now. That's Baby Daddy at number 5. Q at number 6. Can't see who that is up under Q. But whoop. Herb the Ruler. How is he below Herb the Ruler? The northern guys just don't understand that. So without me holding up the show, I'm going to open up some of these northerners. Mike, man, Tim House, man, he was furious. So I'm going to open him up. Go ahead, Tim. I got you open, man. What's your feeling and what's your take on this here, man? What the hell? Tim, your mic open.
I was on mute, Kimo. I was on mute like I'm supposed to be. I'm good.
Okay.
You there? Can you?
Yeah, Tim, you know, I was on the phone earlier, and you were kind of furious at that standing there, the power ranking. Now, to me,
yes.
How can... How can... Q be at number 6, is that? Well, yeah, number 6, and he beat Herb the Ruler. I understand. I understand that, Tim. How he at number 6?
Hey, all those texts that I was getting, I didn't know how in the world he could be ranked down that far, too. Everybody, every text that I look at was upset. They said, that is not correct. How in the world they rank him down that low?
Yeah, what do you got to say about that? Do you think Q supposed to be in number 6, or should he be ahead of Herb the Ruler, that he beat Herb? Or, I mean, what's going on? What you think, baby?
Well, they going to rank Herb up there because he kind of was the runner-up of the shootout. So with them numbers, he picked the rank because he won the shootout. You know what I'm saying? And he whooped Baby Daddy. He whooped some motherfuckers up. They should be close. What is Herb number? I forget. What's Herb
number? Number 6. He's way down in number. No, Herb is at number 6. Herb ain't number 3. I mean, that's what you want him at. But in this poll, they got Herb. Herb is number 3. But I'm thinking
that's what
Q.
I said. 3.
Okay.
Right. He should be at least. If Herb 3, he should be 4-5. There.
No,
he
should be number 3. He should be at least number 3.
If Herb is number 3 because he was a runner-up or one of the winners of the shootout,
that ain't what the text said. The text said 484 Power. So it ain't nobody worried about whether it's is it the shootout or was it the grudge rate. If you talking about the bad 484, got to put that man up there at the top, because if he whooped Herb, I can Herb be above him. Huh?
You got to put the two winners somewhere other shootout, because they whooped everybody's ass. So you got to put the two up there.
Okay. So if they're going to be number 1, they got to split whatever it is. Is they number 2 or number 1? So if they won the
backstabber, I don't believe backstabber should be up there.
Backstabber did a lot of racing. That's what they saying. Backstabber did a lot of racing.
You gotta give him credit.
Another thing that hurt Wesley, he didn't make the shootout, period. You know what I'm saying?
Come down there, he grabbed
right. Well, we gotta ask. Okay. Hey, Lil Will. ask me this. Who? Which one was he? I mean, how was he ranked? In the shootout, or was he ranked on in grudge racing? Because if he was raced in grudge racing.
They ranked this. This look like it ranked more with the shootout. Because ain't too many of them motherfuckers grudge race, period. Ain't none of them motherfuckers grudge race. Well, you could say Jesse James beat Backstabber, so you got to put Jesse over Backstabber. But do you think that shit kind of rough? I would say Wesley should be number five, and Backstabber should drop down somewhere else. That's just my honest opinion.
Okay, here we go again with the same old dumb thing again. So shootout takes precedent in the grudge race when you're supposed to travel, the man travels.
Yeah, because
and goes ball.
The 4-8,
come on, man, that's crazy. Every time when they get something like this, whatever it feels good to them and benefits them, that's when it comes up. Come on, man.
No, but
that the 4-8 shootout don't matter. Next thing
the shootout does. It's based off a shootout. It's got all shootout, all that shit they racing. They racing under a rule. Even though they grudge race sometimes, they still fall up under a rule. So they don't even have a motherfucker, whatchamacallit, up there. Josie Wells, because he don't even fit the rule.
Hey, Lil Will. Hey, Will.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's based on a shootout, why is Salty Bitch, which is my man, ranked higher than her? Because Herb was the co-winner of the shootout.
Yeah.
Because ran very close. Everybody truly believe Mario is the fastest out of all the cars. Everybody
Lil Will,
think Mario is the fastest.
You ain't answering my
question, because he ran very close to Mario.
Very close ain't got nothing to do with power, though. Because if that was the case before the shootout, everybody said it, and some still say Salty Bitch was the fastest car there, and it's still the fastest 4-8.
Yeah, but he got outran, though. He got outran. It don't matter what he thought.
Well, if he got outran, then Salty Bitch didn't do as good as Herb did in the shootout. So it's a flip-flop. You got to find some concrete evidence to how they base and they rank them.
But you got to look at Herb. Herb has a flaw on his record because he has a grudge race flaw. So you can't put him as two.
Salty Bitch got a grudge race loss.
To who?
They flaw.
Mario blowed his ass off.
That was a shootout loss.
No. That was a grudge race, too.
Hey, y'all do know the videographer's opinion, right?
You're saying good stuff now, because that's what I'm trying to get Will to realize. We can take these rankings for just what they're worth, and without knowing if Forever Grudge actually made the rankings or if he had a panel to help him, then we don't know what they were truly based off. Because there's a lot of controversy, like with the Herb-Salty Bitch situation.
Somebody got some
You
got to still base everything around a shootout, though. Because all of they running under a certain rule, they running this size tire, they running this deck height motor, it's all still based off a rule. This 4-8 shit, all still all glass Peabody. It's still based off a rule. So you got to kind of base off a shootout.
Lil Will, I'm going to take what you just said. Well, again, tell me how Salty Bitch, which is my crew, and you know if I want him to be there, I want him to be number one. Tell me how they rank higher than Herb if we're basing it on this shootout. Because Herb had a high-dollar grudge race. He lost. Salty Bitch had a high-dollar grudge race. He lost. Herb went on to win to the finals and split the championship. Salty lost in the semifinals.
He should be number two. But I think they've left him number three because everybody feel that
Salty was one of the faster cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Salty and Lucky. Yeah. And Herb had that loss. He had that grudge race loss. But the grudge race loss really shouldn't affect him because it wasn't in the shootout. So
but here goes
really
the
he
thing.
Should be number two.
Are we basing? Are we basing it on pure grudge or grudging in shootouts? Do shootouts take precedence over grudge, or grudge takes precedence over shootouts?
Well, this will
fly. It's a hell of a debate.
Your own power rankings and post it up tomorrow.
It's a hell of a debate now.
Hey, Plow, and Louie. If you base it on a shootout, Wilson wouldn't even be in it, period. He didn't even run the shootout.
Right.
He wouldn't even be up there.
Right.
Y'all
got to
think about that.
Right.
100% right. So that's why it's always screwed up, man.
And if we based it, on grudge, then Backstabber got a lot more grudges than a lot of motherfuckers on that list.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a good discussion.
If they right.
Hey, Louis, I'm gonna say this. It makes for good discussion. I don't think we should get our panties in a knot about it, because again, it's somebody's opinion, and we all have our own, and we could drop our own power rankings, and you know, it's just something to build on.
Yeah, he just made it look good with the pictures and the backdrop and the outlay. That's all.
I believe he made it good for Grudge Ray. That make motherfuckers want to get up to the top of that list. They kind of should have had one anyway. I think they should have one for the TLG body.
Let me ask you something, Lil Will. If that's the case, then, if you go out and you work hard, you travel, you knock somebody's lights out, and then next thing you know, you look up and you at the bottom of the list, and you were one of the top guns out there, that wouldn't make me want to do it. All right, man, this ain't cool at all. What's going on?
I learned that social media shit has a lot of effect on people's lives, which I didn't think it would, should have, but that shit make a motherfucker want to work harder. Because social media, they on social media. They want to do, they want to be the top. They want to be, you would be surprised that you think that shit wouldn't affect the motherfucker, but they're at home right now spending some thousands trying to get back, trying to say they can be the fast.
They will.
Please believe.
They will, but it seems like the South, every time the South say something, everybody follows suit. Then what the North do, no matter how good we do or how bad we do, they always follow suit with the South. The South always got the right answer.
It's not a South or North thing, but every time you turn around, look what happens.
Yeah, because we always had this thing that shootouts don't count on your record. Y'all remember that? So.
Yeah.
Grudge racing is supposed to take precedence, period.
Yes.
I told you, they follow school with the South, man.
Shootout,
no matter what they do.
What they opinion.
I realize about opinions, though, man. Everybody got
that's
one.
A man.
And my man,
damn
the videographer, he shoot good videos. He got a voice and...
Come
got his own platform, so he put out his opinion.
You didn't want to rate no damn way then.
What you talking about, Bunkin? What you just say, Bunkin?
That's your motherfucking Bunkin.
Was that Pied Joe saying something? Man, on the phone, man. I know you ain't getting stuff. And then when you make your opinion is made or something is going on, and someone disagrees, then someone gets mad and go off, and then next thing you know, we got a problem.
That's exactly what you sound like. You mad about that list?
No, I'm not mad. I'm mad about because you guys won't stay in one spot when it's beneficial to you. 1 minute you then the next thing you know it's not. Just like when you got all that garbage going on, people putting races on top of each other. Y'all ain't solved the problem. You know how to solve it. You don't want to solve it. You want to keep all that ruckus going.
What, the cane?
Yeah. Because you don't like what we say. And you want to get a little
attitude. You want to go with the cane. Every man on the phone that's connected to racing got the right to put up a list, whoever he thinks is 1 through 6. So if you don't like one man list, put up a list what you think it should be. Then that's your opinion. Then that's your opinion. But them guys, they racing their cars based on what nobody put up on no list.
Well,
And then when you say you don't want to race because you don't like where you at on the list, to me, you don't want to race no way, because you run around spending all that money and you let what somebody put on a list dictate what race or not.
No, I didn't say that. You know, that ain't what I said.
You said if they don't put me on the list where I'm supposed to be,
no, that ain't what I said. There you go. You got it.
Okay.
This show is recorded.
Okay,
get back
to
the planet. Who is this talking in the background, man? Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
I don't know what people call the planet. I call it
the planet. Who was that talking right there, y'all?
Come out. This is what we heard.
Hold on.
Man, we need to figure out who that is talking there in the background right there, man. Talking to their wife or their lady or whoever that is.
I don't know who that is. But
yeah, he gone.
Go ahead, man.
Thank you, Mike.
I heard a man say it's good for the game. He put a list up, you know, that wouldn't be good, because I wouldn't want to race if I'm at the bottom of the list. If you racing based on a man's opinion, you didn't say that? Okay, ask everybody else on the phone then. Ask everybody else.
Okay, this is what I said. I'm saying if a man work hard like that and do everything he's supposed to do and travel and all that, and then you rank him down at the bottom like he ain't nothing, why would you even want to go through all that? So either you in the shootout or you in the grudge race, and now you're saying the grudge race in the shootout count. So how do you rank it? How do you make this decision when everybody, like even when you go into a situation where you're trying, I know I'm going way out, but when you go in, you say, I ranked my car, I did everything you guys said to do, and then you turn around and I don't get invited to the party. What kind of crap is that, man?
Come on, brother.
Tim, let's do this, Who is your top six?
Larry.
Here we go.
What's your top
six? You didn't answer my question. My statement was what I said.
I thought you would respond.
Listen to me. I think that you should respond. You said what you said. Then I came back and said, that's not what I said. I thought that you should maybe respond to that, not go somewhere else trying to make me look bad or trying to bring me down. I'm just saying, okay, I'm going to just put it like this. For grudge racing, I think that Q should be up higher than a certain sixth place when he whooped Mario.
Okay.
I mean, I whooped And then Salty got knocked down. How are you going to put him down at the bottom?
That's just one man's opinion and one man's list. So what's your list?
He
might not be at the bottom on your list.
I can go back as far as you can think of, man. I can go back as far as you, since I've been on the phone. It's always been some hanky-panky crap, man.
So Tim, listen. No, Tim, all it is a list that a man took his knowledge of what's been going on, and he tried to rank those cars, and everybody ain't going to agree with it. So now, what is your top six? Everybody ain't going to agree with it either. And if I come up with six, everybody ain't going to agree with it. Chemo come up with six, everybody ain't going to agree with it. It's just opinionated, man's opinion.
Even if that is the case,
based on his knowledge,
I don't have a problem with you. Let me show you. I'm going to say in front of everybody, I agree with you. Okay, now let me ask you a question. When you rank something now on your opinion, since you saying it's opinion, and I agree with that, if you got one man supposed to be Mario, and Herb should have the same ranking in there because they were in the finals and they should be up there number one or something like that. That's fine. But if you said Salty lost and Q won, Herb lost, but Q won, why he ain't up there in two or three? I don't understand that. How can you do that?
Herb and him went to the finals.
He only went to the semifinals.
Okay, now listen, it's just an assumption.
He up at the top
ranking. It's just an assumption. It's just an assumption.
We good. I'm done with it. I'm happy.
Assumption, Tim. Listen, Tim. Some people assume, and they had a good reason to assume, that the shootout was the hottest thing going for that whole month. All we talked about was who was going to win that shootout. And all the participants in that shootout, in their mind saying, if I go over there and win that shootout, I'm the baddest bitch out here. That's what they were thinking. Okay, so the shootout had more focus on that weekend than grudge racing. There is times when grudge racing have more hype than shootout. But that particular shootout, was the talk of the grudge world for a month and a half, 2 months. So those guys went down real good in that shootout, and that's how they got ranked up at the top, because they finished at the top. And it's just opinionated. Now, Q did go over there and did a big grudge race, and he won it. Some people might say, well, that takes proceeding over the shootout, but that don't mean everybody going to look at it that way, Tim. So it's just that guy's opinion and his list. That ain't the Bible. It ain't like that's the Bible, that's the gospel. So these guys got to keep mixing it up. And once they keep racing each other, them hot rods will tell you who at the top when the mother one starts saying, I decline. That's what's going to separate the men from the boys, racing. Everybody can post up a list. But going down that track beside each other was going to tell the true story.
Danny Boy. Tim, let me help. I'm going to help Danny Boy out. But no, for clarification, though, I'm going to give an analogy. This power ranking is just like the Bear Report. Everybody has an opinion. Well, so it's been some nights on the Bear Report. Dog get his Bear, the official Bear Report, and we say, man, dog, your Bear Report ain't shit. Danny Boy Bear Report was 10 times better than yours. He should be the official. And most people will look at Danny Boy Bear Report for that week as the real deal. Same shit with this power ranking shit. We don't all agree with it. It's a lot of flaws. You don't agree with it. So pretty much fuck that power ranking. You got your own. So you give yours. Somebody might say, you know what? Tim Houseport report was pretty good. Fuck that that one they posted up on Facebook or whatever. So, you know, it's just, like you said, it's a matter of opinion. You can read a lot into it, but then you cannot, you know, you don't have to take everything from it. So it's just like a Bear Report.
What about Joseph Wales?
Man, if this nigga, one more time.
Yeah, because Jody won that 8-28 shootout.
So, all right. I'm good.
Yeah, but, okay. Hey, Tim House. Right? Hey, just, Kimo, just one more
I
example.
Mario
won the shootout.
1 minute.
Hey, Mario won the shootout. And he beat up, won a high-dollar grudge race. Ask me who the baddest 484 is. Y'all know what the fuck I'm going to say. That goddamn Corvette. Yes.
That Corvette is a bad motherfucker.
Right.
Prettiest for sure.
Pretty don't always win a race now. I like the race.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That Camaro pretty too.
That's what I said.
Yeah, a lot of them motherfuckers pretty, but that's just my opinion. That Corvette the
that's
prettiest
like
and the sharpest.
But yeah, I just wish there would be a little bit more consistency. That's all. Because 1 minute, the shootout is the baddest
well,
thing
out.
On earth.
Tim
yes.
out. Okay, Tim out. What is your top five?
No, I don't
oh,
need
shit.
To get mine because it's opinionated. It's opinionated.
Okay,
I,
give us your opinion.
Hold on. I'm going to just give you a little
bit. People like to hear
it. Hold on. Herb,
everybody
want to
hear your opinion.
Should be. I'm just I can't give you a ranking when you telling me you can't mix them together. I'm saying this: if you're gonna rank it in shootout thing, then it should be Herb and Mario. No, hold on, let me finish. You interrupt me. That's why we're gonna be 6 hours before I can finish. I was trying to tell you I'm separating them. Mario and Herb should be number one in the shootout. Number one, okay? Mm-hmm. They have to share that. Okay, then I'm going to say in grudge racing, Q should be number one, period. I ain't going to all the rest of them. Salty because he got knocked out. Herb lost one, but they made it to the final. So Herb and Mario should be number one. The rest of the stuff don't really matter to me. And then when it comes to the grudge race, I'm going to say Q was the baddest song of gun on the track.
Okay, but you know what you call one grudge race too, right?
I gave my opinion.
The red car.
They call it.
I'm just saying, you know the red car had a grudge race too. Didn't he whoop off the fans?
Yeah. Having Q did it too. So, don't matter. That ain't about nothing to me. So, anyway,
grudge rankings, you're going to rank Q number one. Now, we just asking you your opinion.
Yeah, because he just blow Mario, I mean, Herb out, you know, and what's his name, Salty got knocked off. I mean, he got to be ranking up there. I mean, where you can't put him nowhere else.
Okay,
where else you gonna put him?
Who your number two and three in the grudge watch?
No,
grudge
I just said I'm only gonna do that. I told you I was only gonna do those things.
You just can't be biased.
No, I just told you. I wasn't even gonna give it, but I said at least that if you're gonna talk about shootout. Then I said, Herb and Mario need to be on the same platform, on the same number. If it's number one, they won. They split it. That's who they are. Mario, then Herb, and all. No, Mario and Herb should be number one. And in grudge racing, that doggone Wesley Snipes should be number one. And that's my opinion. Now you got the grudge race over in. Into the shootout. They
want to
say that was a
good
that's fine.
Tim House report.
Now, guess what, Tim? Can't nobody take
that's
your opinion away
son
from
of a gun
you.
Report.
I don't care. You know, me, I just do this. I know I don't get it, but if I get a chance to give somebody their kudos, their respect, to give them their recognition if they did something hard, not because they just up north. I'm saying Herb and Mario's a bad son of a gun. I just thought me and Flop were talking about the Salty one. Yes, sir. He riding, bro. I have no problem with that. But I'm saying if you didn't do it today, you got knocked off. Them two are ranked number one. And that Q needs to be recognized as number one. He put some work in. He had knocked off other top gun guy. Come on, man. Yo, what the heck are you talking about? The man is a bad song, son, man.
Tell him house.
Yeah,
real.
I think that goddamn thing was just said there.
Lil Will.
Get that man crazy. Getting in there.
Go ahead.
Putting that work in.
Lil Will. When Tim House finished. Lil Will.
I'm done.
Okay, was it was the topic based on 484 shootout or what?
No, it said 484 power. I got to go pull it back up, but that's what it said.
Right.
Power ranking
based
power
on the shootout. What's the
right.
Time
power
to be in there?
Power ranking. It didn't separate shootout or either grudge race. It just said power ranking. Am I right?
That's yeah. Bobby that said it was based on the shootout. Wesley
Snipes wouldn't be there. It was based on the shootout. Kamo wouldn't be in there because Wesley Snipes didn't make it to the shootout.
I don't lift up no man's skirt. I don't lift up the skirt to see what he got. I'm just telling you, if that's the case, you should at least, if you got two things going on, grudge racing and shootout, then you need to do something about that.
No, Mr. House, this bub, it don't work like that, Mr. House. It don't work like that.
I guess
but Q should be above her, period.
Okay. So with all that being said, right, y'all opinion, where are all these bears going to meet up at? I know they got to get the cars.
Shit, Kimo, you missed it. They just met up. Now, who
said?
Super Bowl coming up in Florida.
Okay. Now, let me say it again. With all that being said, where's all the bears on that damn fly going to meet up at? They probably ain't going to meet up at Baldy's race because, you know, they got to get the cars back running. Where will all these bears meet up at?
No, it's probably going to be at Baldy's, Kimo.
But maybe you ain't. You got to come here.
I heard what you said. You,
a lot of
I,
motherfuckers
said,
not going. A lot of motherfuckers not going to what
Baldy's
you call,
race.
I mean, Baldy race. A lot of them not going
why
to Baldy race.
Why you say that, Lil Will? Why you say that?
Because the summer's not going.
And they can't even get past that fast.
Are you speaking on one or two guys?
I mean lock-ins y'all seen for Baldy's race. Before it, I ain't all these guys
on
lock-ins. I seen a couple of Josh Lowe had. That's about it. But okay, I'm talking about this 4A4, the big top player. Who y'all seen locked in from Florida? Right. So you can't say everything's going to Baldy, right? You ever seen one lock in for that shit?
That's the Super Bowl of this shit. So that's what I would say. Baldy.
Bobby,
Maybe Bobby.
I know Mario looking for action for Baldy, right?
Is anybody locking him in?
No, he just put it up yesterday or today.
Mario ain't going to get a race. Oh, the boy from what Texas might lock him in. They might.
Well, Bobby needs to go. Have him a 4-8-4 shoot out of his race. First race of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they got Fat Tuesday coming back, Kimo. They trying to blow that up.
Where at? Where
you'll
the,
hear about,
Fat
you'll hear about
be
it,
at?
Kimo.
I'm hearing I say Bobby. Everybody like Bobby. They might know, all need to beat up at Bobby, right? And no holds barred.
Kimo, did they say Lil Country was coming back to this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's supposed to bought that Mustang. He's supposed to be coming back.
No, that's not for grudge racing. That's not even a 5-inch. A 4-8-4, Cecil.
Yeah, but they can probably take that. He was coming to the, he was talking about it, so that's why I asked.
No, he got that for the small tire. Small tire, no prep.
I did hear the McCain boys told
him,
if you come back over here,
they're going to
kill this motherfucking toupee.
Them some bad boys, Kimo. The McCain boys, some bad boys, man. All the motherfuckers bad. They all bad.
How many races did Wesley Snipes win down there?
Just one.
The biggest one, the one against her.
How many races did Wesley Snipes win down there?
Just one against her.
Okay. How many races did her win down there? We ain't talking about the money. How many races did her win?
You count grudge or shootout round?
How many races did Herb win? Whether it's shootout or not.
Okay.
Whether it's shootout or not.
It's grudge race overruled shootout. So, clarify this.
Baby daddy.
What's the grudge race overruled shootout?
At least two, kid.
Okay. Isn't two bigger than one?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Man, listen, do you know who Herb the Ruler is and how cocky and confident he is?
Man, I don't give a fuck about how cocky he is.
Listen, Q and Brandon blew his ass out. So that's an accomplishment in itself. They took that dusty-looking motherfucker and knocked that pretty bitch off. For a whole bunch of cookies.
Ain't nobody speaking about no money.
Well, I'm just telling
you.
You don't hear about some money. All right, sir.
That ain't hold on, but above. You got a good point. That's what grub racing is all about. You ain't going to get a trophy. You going to get them cookies. That's what you trying to do. Trying to put your foot in their behind
and they race for more than the shootout.
How do you know? How do you know?
He was there, obviously.
Did they tell him how much they ran for?
He was there. You know.
Did they tell him how much they ran for?
Yeah, they did. But then, let me ask a question. I'm going to play devil's advocate. How come everybody be hushed on the amount on one side, then when a motherfucker said, they ran for a whole lot of cookies, that's acceptable? Like, what you had, or what you not telling?
I think bulls had about 200 in the pot.
Your phone went out.
Breaking up.
What you say Bud had in the pot?
at about 200.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
What whole shit that is it?
Says you only put $200 in the pot, and I'm saying even if you
man,
put,
what is
put, hold on.
Even if you man, these people are crazy, man.
You put your money up, you were gambling.
So when you come on here and tell the truth,
now,
a nigga
gotta
get you love the bill.
Whoa, man, who got all the noise in the background? I don't know.
That's
hey,
damn
why y'all
hey,
gotta hit
hey,
below
you
the belt? I thought we was having a decent conversation.
Go there, they gotta go
even if I only bet $50, I went to support my team.
That's right.
I was glued next to Brandon the whole night, kicking it with him. And he got that W for that bread.
Whole lot of cookies, man.
Hey, Tim Howe.
So it ain't about money with me. I do.
Tim Howe.
I race for the glory. I go racing for glory.
Now I have a question. I see you over here fighting about the money that Bud put in the pot, but I know on the other show you minimize my motherfucking victory and tell me I ain't whooped nobody. I just won some money, but you don't talk about the money I won. But it was way more than what the fuck y'all saying Bud did.
But, hey, but Flop, they lying like they don't even know what they're talking about, Flop, but I get what you're saying, Flop, so go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you Flop, in the grudge racing world, I found out if you do good, they can talk about you and it don't matter. You do bad, they talk about you and it don't matter. So what difference does it make? You know, we all do it.
It don't matter what I bet in the pot. The point is that Wesley Snipes fucked Herb up, and he should be above him on anybody ranking.
Hey,
I got
Herb got in the car flexing his muscles. Talking about Wesley was the slowest car and all that. Man, the motherfucker was chain smoking. Brandon was just calm, cool, and collected. Man, listen. He beat the fuck out that man. He above him, and it should be on everybody's list. This ain't no car show. We ain't talking about looks of the car. We talking about cutting that light on.
Well, hey,
we had Tate on the line. Hey, Tate, what Tate up?
What up?
How you feel about these rankings? Do you think that helped the grudge racing scene out, or what you think? And do you agree with them?
If y'all lose, fuck all that bullshit, y'all crazy. Motherfucking rankings, motherfucker being the bear, motherfucker being the popular motherfucker. Get this fucking money. That's what this shit about. Stop arguing over that bitch-ass shit. That's somebody else made up that shit. Really, who gives a fuck about their opinion?
Just spoke a word.
You don't
think
that affects none of these niggas.
It don't affect. If that affects you, you're a dumb motherfucker in racing. You shouldn't be grudge racing. If that shit make you lose in your feelings or you lose any sleep over that shit, you's a dumb motherfucker. Same with the Bear Report.
Being mad like that, we just saying.
He shouldn't be mad. What's there to be mad of?
It's
somebody else's
motivation, though.
Hey, Will. Fuck that, man. Y'all stupid as hell. Y'all even talking about it. Y'all just need something to talk about. It's somebody else's opinion. Y'all can argue all day about who the GOAT at the NBA is. Is it Michael Jordan? Is it LeBron? Is it Kobe? What?
Hey, Tate. Now, one thing I heard that motherfuckers nowadays, they sure want their shine more than they want their check. And it's proven obvious right now.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to be argumentative, and you want to shine, and you want to get all the accolades and shit for Facebook, then, yeah, go ahead and argue about that shit. I mean, go ahead. Who gives a fuck?
I heard it said people care about that shit.
I mean, it shouldn't even matter. I mean, listen, last week, Dog said he forgot I even had a grudge race. So that lets you know this shit don't matter to them, man. It don't matter to what the fuck's going on. Like, just do you and get your money. Who gives a fuck if they talk about you on the show? Who gives a fuck if they talk about you on Facebook? Who gives a fuck who got the most likes and all that? The people in the South ain't going to never have like the motherfuckers in the North. We done been through this shit years and years with Donye, Randy. You're not going to get highlighted on the same level as somebody in the South. So suck it up, buttercup. It is what it is, man. Keep winning, kicking their ass, and let's get this fucking money, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't be butthurt about no fucking ranking. It's somebody else's. That's good. Fuck it. I don't want to be on the ranks anyway. I want to be, like they call me the weak link, I say the weak link. Treat me like I'm the weak link. That's what I want them to do. Keep talking about me. That's what I want you to do. Talk about me. Tell a motherfucker I'm slow, I'm weak, I'm this, I'm that. That's going to help me get a check, man. Y'all got to use this shit to y'all defense and use it to get some fucking money. Fuck it. He fell for six on the list. What'd he do? Take it out on another motherfucker. See if the motherfucker on the bottom want to run him. I bet the motherfucker on the bottom don't want to run him.
Good God almighty.
On the bottom. Let me see if that nigga on the bottom.
And on that note, if you're trying to race me, I run over the cones. I need
a
spot.
Whoever, ninth or tenth or whatever, they probably don't even want no parts of West. That's all I'm saying, man. Just use
baby
the shit
daddy
to your advantage.
Team on you keep talking about baby daddy number five. I think it said backstabber number five. How the hell you looking at it?
At the bottom, baby daddy is up on the West. What are you talking about, bud?
No, you were saying baby daddy was number five, but backstabber is number five.
No, I did not, man. He said,
man, when you opened your show, you... All right, I don't want to argue, Kimo. Okay, you right.
That was when I opened the show, man, and I...
Hey, Kimo. Kimo, I got a question for you. Now, if we looking at the whole picture, it's probably a 10-1 or a 10-2 ratio on South versus North cars. So anytime a motherfucker ain't got the rankings, it's going to automatically seem like a motherfucker being picked on or discredited or pushed out, like, oh, the South motherfuckers this and they ain't giving us no credit. So it might be
fair. That's
some of that in
that's
there
the way it been. It always been like that. And on top of that, now, one thing dogs do say that do make sense. It ain't no, okay, from when I looked at a videographer made that list, another videographer made the other list. Ain't no videographers up here in the North making no list. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe one of them motherfuckers should make a list and piss them off down there. That's all you got to do. Because it ain't nothing but a fucking opinion.
You don't
have nobody up here from the North pushing the cars up here as a whole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have that up
here. Good point.
So, I mean, it's nothing to cry about, man. We go down there to race them people. They got way more cars for us to race. That's why we go up there to race. Ain't nothing.
Hey,
I mean,
Kate.
Yeah.
Kate, I don't just totally agree with that North and South stuff because that don't go for everybody.
Show don't.
Y'all came down here to trick or treat. And Donye showed the fuck out. And everybody on my team and everybody down here was talking about Phase Black like a motherfucker. Donye come down here and fuck with up, fuck up. I mean, motherfucker, what you got to do to get it is get out there and get it. So, remember, every event.
I get that, Danny boy. Hold on, let me finish my point.
Every event stands on its own. What happened at that race this weekend, the next time them cars meet up might be totally different. Let me show you something. I'd be classified. If they make a list right now, they can put him at number 10, number 15, number 20, and put me at number 1. I don't want no smoke. Now, what I did that day, and from what I seen, what that motherfucking car doing now, I don't want it. So this shit go from event to event, from race to race, man. It's just a matter
of... Okay, Danny boy, that's why I started out and said, if you judging... Well, however you see grudge racing by that fucking list, then something wrong with you. Fuck that list. That list don't mean a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, y'all can say, I'm going to head a classifier because I whooped him. And if he draw me right now, I decline.
God damn
that. That's one event. That's one event, and a guy took some his knowledge of what he got from that event, and he made a ranking. That ain't the gospel. That ain't the Bible. It's just his opinion. Someone else tomorrow might make another list, and it might not
I said,
be
Danny Boy, I said this to you before, and I said 100 times, even when y'all were talking about the Bear Report. What did I tell you about the Bear Report? I don't give a fuck about none of that. I told you. That shit based on opinion. Whether you own the motherfucker or not, if you feel bad because you ain't own the motherfucker, something wrong with you. If you jumping up and down in your house when they put you on the motherfucker, something wrong with you. It's just something about opinion, man. That shit ain't get you no check.
Right.
If you grudge racing, you're supposed to go out and do you anyway. If you're a real grudge racer, you're going to go out and do you. You doing it because this what you want to do, this what you love, not for no motherfucker to come kiss your ass and say you're a bad motherfucker. You're a bad motherfucker when you go out there and put your own check up against another motherfucker.
Right.
You don't need nobody to tell you you're a bad motherfucker or you're a bully or you're a fucking bell.
Hey,
you don't need no motherfucker to tell you that.
To answer that question, would it be good for the game to put up a ranking like that? If you had 16 motherfuckers that really wanted to go at each other and you didn't have some of them saying they're teammates and all this, and you had a legit 16 cars that was ranked 1 through 16, and if I was number 5 and I wanted to be number 3, I'd tell number 3 get his ass up there, and I go earn that goddamn spot, yeah, that would be a different story, man. But the way it is now is just opinions, man. It ain't legitimate power.
Hey, listen, this is Brandon, and this from Western Snipes. I wish they ain't even put us on the list. We don't want to be on the list because we don't want to hold that list to hold us up from kicking anybody else's ass. Put us at motherfucking number 70. We want every motherfucker on the list. Period. God, fuck that list.
There you go. That's how you got to go at it. You
saying,
can't go at it by...
One real motherfucker to understand what I'm saying for. Motherfuck that list, man. Nobody care about that goddamn list.
But on the flip side now, we do say that, and then I know what you mean from the gambling point and from a hustler side of it and want to get paid with your car. I know you mean what you say. But every man love to be patted on the back. Every man
not
love
me.
That shine. Yeah,
no, they don't,
no,
Danny Boy.
No,
that's bullshit,
listen,
Danny Boy.
Listen,
I'm keeping 100
Danny
with you,
listen,
man.
Listen.
I'm not going to argue with you about it, but every man don't need that, man. When he go out there, it's like you.
No,
you go out there,
you
do the shit you do.
Danny
Boy, I didn't watch you, man. I just seen you do what you do. I know you made the statement up, bad motherfucker. You know you a bad motherfucker. You don't need nobody to come tell you that, bro.
No,
you
going to
go out there
and
you going to do what the fuck you do because you Danny Boy and y'all D&D, man. You don't need no motherfucker on the show the next day say, Danny Boy, you did some bad shit yesterday.
Right.
You know you did some bad shit when
you
stepped on the property.
At one time, I was in the running for Grudge Racer of the Year. No, that ain't my whole focus, and that ain't why I race. And I don't have to have that to go get my man. But I would have loved like fuck to win it, though. Everybody like accolades now. We talk that shit now. I would have wanted
Danny
to win
boy,
that, motherfucker.
I got Herb
Danny
on, y'all.
Danny
I got
boy.
Herb on. I got the
hey, little Danny boy.
I wasn't going to write it because I didn't get it. You know what
listen,
I told my
listen,
team
listen,
when we
Danny
didn't
boy.
Get it? I felt like we need to do more.
Hey, Danny,
but
boy,
I
listen, the only accolade that we want from anybody is the money that's in their pocket.
I understand. But if at the end of the year, they say, I believe Brandon them is the baddest team out there, and we're going to make them good team of the year, you're going to want it. Now, whether they're going to just, that's not your focus, and that's not why you racing, you still going to want that accolade. If you feel like you deserve it, and they put it up and say, I feel like they should have it.
Want,
I'm going to want it. That's all I'm saying.
We want the money. We don't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen,
but
we want the money.
Focus,
we don't
though.
Want
I ain't
the
saying
honey.
Your main focus.
Hey, Dan,
we want
the
money.
Hey,
we don't
hey,
want
Herb.
Herb.
Hold on. Hold on, y'all. We got Herb on the line.
Hey, Herb,
can't, I guess he got a bad
signal.
Hold on, man.
Sim, we
ain't going to do that. He one of the top three, and I want to know how he feel about the rank. What you feel about it, Herb?
I really don't care about it. It's just really, you know, I feel like is it just people just talking. Don't know about it.
I mean, it's everybody's opinion of who they think is the number, number one. Whatever.
It really don't.
Really.
Do you think they can use it as motivation or does it use it for grudge racing purposes, or do you think they can use it for grudge racing purposes, or can it separate?
It just depends on somebody's mindset of what they're going after and what they're looking for. If I'm going after the B and I want everybody to say I'm number one, that may not need to be trying to go to the number one guy. That's just if I'm worried about what everybody else thinks. But if you ain't worried about number what everybody else thinks and you good with your program, then honestly, being at the bottom of the list is better for you because that means you're going to be able to get races. Being at the top of the list, that's kind of, it kind of messed you up in a sense, really.
Exactly what I just said, Herb. Exactly what I just said.
And then when you get beat, let's say if I'm at number three, well, I'm number one. Some people say I should have been number one, number two, but I mean, or who, whatever. But let's say if I run whoever number eight and they beat me. You know what I mean? Like, you get more. I feel like you got more over your head when you kind of, when people throwing you out there like that. Like, they ranking you up there, and then when you get beat or if you lose, you know what I mean? So it's always just the game and what people think and what the fans, whoever likes who. It's just some people just like who they like. So it really don't matter.
Now I got a question for you in this 4A4 thing, is it? Are you in it? A lot of people don't, you know, guys don't know you from up here in Detroit or whatever. They just see the type of car you built. Are you in it? Some guys in it for the money, and then some guys in it just say, I'm the baddest motherfucker out here. I heard a little country make a statement and say,
me personally, I'm not in it for the money because I know I'll never get my money back out of it. Number one, I know that. I've been racing long enough to know that I'll never win my money back in these cars. So for me, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it just to kind of, I'm in it really because my son want to be in it, and then, you know, just to go out there and have fun, to be honest.
So those rankings affect you a little bit differently then, because some guys say, oh man, I want to, I'm in it for the money. I don't give a fuck about it. But you say you ain't in it for the money.
If you in it for the money, you in this for the money, you in the wrong business, to be honest.
Okay.
The people that's really winning and say they in it for the money is the people that pay their $25 or whatever to come in the gate and they gamble on the cars and they making money. They win a few $1,000s, but they ain't got no overhead in it. They ain't got nothing in it but just what they pay to get in the racetrack, and they can gamble on the cars for free. So, they the ones who really winning. The owners don't win. Ain't no owner on here. Ain't nobody that own a race car that's racing at a certain level. If they can't tell me no lie. They ain't in it for the money. They might tell, that's the game. The money comes with the game. It's a game. That's just the money. If we could do it, and this is just part of what we do. It's just part of what it, the money's just part of it. But ain't no car owner in it saying, oh, yeah, I'm just in it for the money, and they looking like they're going to come up. I mean, can't no man on here tell me that they can pay for their whole racing program with grudge racing. They just can't no man tell me that. Because I know I just spent too much money in it, so I know the real deal.
Hello? Everybody speak at once. Can anybody tell me that they did that?
Oh, her.
Is he telling the
truth? Yeah, I know exactly what he's saying. The money is a great big part of it in that race. When I go at Q, or Q go at me, and he's trying to fuck me up, yeah. I mean, the pot plays a significant part in it. But what Herb's saying, if you in it to make a living doing this,
you're going to start a deal.
90% of the people in it is spending more than they win it. That's all he's saying. And it's understandable. Well, you go out and win a grudge race. By the time you go and pay for your operation, your team, and y'all go do this and that, hey, you win a grudge race for 10. One individual may not even be betting the 10 than even if he is. If he has to go refresh his motor, he in the red. When a man, when a, when a, when a, a race team leave home, they going sometimes, in the, depending on where they going, anywhere from $3,000 to $12,000 in the hole off the muscle. Not counting if they had to spend money to get their car ready. Not counting if you leaving an occupation and leaving money on the table to go. When I leave work to go race, I'm leaving money on the table, spending money at the same time. So if I win the race, it helps. It helps. But it ain't no fucking making a living.
Yes. And you ain't making a profit.
You'll starve to death.
You ain't making a profit. Like I say, the people that make profits are the guys that maybe tag along with me that ain't spending no money, and they can put money and they can bet a couple thousand dollars or whatever. You know, they making profits. But like me as an owner, no, I'm not making no money. I ain't never made money in grudge racing. I mean, out of one, we don't want a lot of big pots. But hell, we ain't profited. We ain't profit off what it takes to do all this stuff. And I know it ain't too many people that run for no more money than what we do out there. So, and then, you know, the people kind of got messed up. I don't like the way the game go now. Everybody put up all these pots now, man, on the social media. I really do got a problem with that. Like, before we can even get to the staging lanes, everybody, oh, man, they just publicly, man, they running for $100,000 pot. This and that, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that part of it need to be out. That really don't need to be publicly out there like that, honestly. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's just, that's nobody's business but the car owners. It's never the car owners either. It's always mostly the outside people hearing about it, and they just putting that stuff up there like that.
The hurt, or do you think that sometimes some of the guys that's putting it up there exaggerate what the pot is actually worth?
Well, no, sometimes they actually putting up the real, Now, I seen certain stuff that I knew that was facts, but I didn't like it or, you know what I'm saying? But I know the last 4 years, I can tell since I got back in it, that it's different than when I started with stock racing. It's way more cameras out there now. Everybody recording everything now. It used to be a couple guys that was recording, but now everybody got cameras. I mean, everybody got phones out. Everybody got, I mean, it's like, damn, you really walking on a red carpet out there racing when you're really going out there kind of just trying to have fun and, you know, saying what you want to say or whatever, but hell, you got to be very, very mindful now of all that now, because hell, you may not even want nobody to know at home you at a racetrack, but damn, everybody know because it's just something. I get it, it's just part of adapting with what goes on, stuff like that, man. But I don't like, that's what one thing I don't like is the pots and stuff being put up there. And then people, they put up these pots, okay, it was $1,000. Let's say we ran for $50,000. Ain't nobody, you know, ain't nobody in these cars owning these cars, because I done ran the top boys out here. Ain't nobody betting all the damn money themselves. Nobody, including myself. Nobody bet all the money because, I mean, most of the time it's team. You know, you may have guys that bet a certain thing themselves or whatever, but, like, they just blow it out of proportion. Like, oh, yeah, everybody, like, you know, Herb, he just won $50,000. Well, hell, they don't know how many people was in my pot. They don't know what I betted. They don't even know what I spent to get there. So, like, that's what I think. That's why when y'all talking about the money, you know, people don't understand it if they're not in it. But it can't be about the money because, hell, half the people that's talking about it's for the money, they ain't even betting all the money in their pots. You know what I mean? You may have a couple guys when they betting $5,000, $10,000, or, you know, something like that. But when you go to talking about running for $50,000, whatever, ain't nobody just – the average person ain't just putting up all that, especially when they got teams and shit like that and stuff like that. So that's why I think it's just nobody can say, oh, yeah, I'm doing it for the money. It ain't about it. The money just comes with the game. That's all it is just the game. You got to have the money in it, the grudge. That's just basically how it goes. If you ain't grudging if you ain't got no money involved. So that's just part of it. I think people need to just – that's like second nature. The damn money part of it. If you ain't putting no money in it, it ain't grudging. You just doing it for free.
Hey, Herb.
Herb.
Yes.
I think that money part, it got taken out of content because you're 100% yes. right. If you're doing this shit, you ain't making your fucking money back, especially if you're the owner of the car. The people on the side or the people that's with you probably make more money than you at the end of the day. Cause you
exactly, Tate.
But
I
don't think that's what Brandon's saying. What he's saying is, and I'll say the same thing.
Well, I heard the last part, Tate, so I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to clarify that. My thing is, I don't give a fuck if I run for 5,000 and I got 2,000 in the pot, but we win 5,000. That's all the accolades I need. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I don't give a damn about no bear report. I don't give a damn about no list. I go out there and run my car, and my accolades come from me taking the money from another motherfucker out their pocket. That's what I mean. It ain't about you winning no money to fund your program, because you ain't gonna fund your program with these motherfucking posses. Like you said, at the end of the day, if a motherfucker run for 25 or 30, the average motherfucker that owned the car is not betting all that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to clarify that. It ain't I feel like
not saying they can't. Not saying and take
No, really, no, we know they can't.
It ain't saying that the owner can't do it, but
right.
most times rolling
most
with time a
they
penny. Yeah,
yeah,
when you're rolling with a team, and I like to say me, you and Donnie Aiden ran, I done ran a lot, being pretty much a lot of guys. You got everybody got teams, so everybody gambling together and
right.
whatever.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So but
right.
my thing yeah, and I agree with you saying, man. The accolades, I used to be all out. I'm going to be honest. Me personally, one time before I stopped racing, I was after the accolades. I wanted the damn drugs race of the year. I wanted the damn beat this, that. That meant more to me than the money did. For me, that's just me.
Right,
then,
right.
So I guess it's just really what certain people want out of it. And then, like now, you know, take like from two, I'm real competitive. So, I mean, I don't like to lose at nothing. And so, you know, if you do, it to me is more so I don't want to lose. I like to damn win. So I'm real competitive. And I think racing and grudge racing is really a competitive sport. Don't know, because it's a 50-50 chance. So, like, Brandon, I feel like he's probably really competitive, you know, because the money ain't going to make or break none of us. I don't guess. I mean, so at the end of the day, it's really just we want to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be done. All the shit I went through with my car hurt, I'd have quit a long time if I wasn't competitive. You follow what I'm saying? The competitive person in me wouldn't let me quit. You follow what I'm saying? He wouldn't let me fucking quit. No matter how many times I wanted to, I'm so competitive, I couldn't quit. I couldn't even let the car beat me. You feel what I'm saying? I said, this car ain't going to fucking beat me. I'm going to get past this shit. So that's what it's about at the end of the day. And when you go out there and you prove to yourself how competitive you is, that make you feel good. That's why I say I never gave a fuck about none of that shit. And even with Don Yates, even when he was doing good, man, we didn't care nothing about who was the baddest. I mean, we set out to go out of town to whoop some ass and win some money. That was our reward. That was our fucking reward, man.
And I can't say that about y'all. I can say that about Donnie, because you and Donnie are real true OGs when it comes to racing. Y'all always been that type of guy. Like I say, man, I'm a younger generation. Since I raced y'all always, it was strictly business. It was, damn, I want to race. Y'all didn't give a damn about the grudge racer or this or that. Y'all just want to race and kick some ass or beat whoever that was in y'all class or whatever. So, yeah, I can vouch for that and say that about y'all for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people getting, like, they feelings hurt about that list. Fuck that list. Use that to your fucking advantage. You know what I'm saying? Use a motherfucker looking at you as the weak motherfucker and try to take it out on somebody else who gonna actually believe that dumbass list. And my brother, I believe that dumbass list gonna get somebody fucked up.
Think about this: before that race, everybody really, man, it's a lot of people. It was a lot of. It's probably more people. 95 or 98% of the people, they thought that I was probably the weakest link. Man, you got to think, because they was like, "Oh, well, he driving the car, this and that." You know what I mean? Like, but in my mind, I wasn't gonna let. I read between the lines of a lot of shit, but in my mind, I was like, "Man, okay, cool. That's giving me, you know, from on our end." You know what I'm saying? We was looking at, okay, well, we're going to take her car. We're going to get a fucking check or whatever. Like, and like I say, it's just, let's say if I was the number 8 on the list. Okay, well, that's good, because I just commented on Jay Peso comment. I say sometimes when you lose, still
win.
You're
fucking right.
Because people, they look, they thinking like, all right, it's going to be harder. Look at, all right, Mario, he trying to call out pretty much. He been calling out somebody fucking last since that race to run in Florida, or they trying to race every week. You know, okay, well, how many people just willing to come up there and race? He already know he ain't gonna get but a couple races. Just like me, I already know it ain't gonna be but a couple folks that's gonna continue to grudge me. You know what I mean? It's gonna be two or three that'll continue to do it. So you got to look at all that shit like that. Sometimes it's good trying being the weakest link. And when people say they don't, it's just about the money. Well, if it's about the money, then you shouldn't worry about where you rank that on that. You should be want to be ranked number 10 and be the sleeper.
You got that right.
When they not getting number one spot, or they not people not saying they number one spot, they in their feelings. So which one is it? You got to care about what people think if you worried about being ranked a certain way or this or that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't let it work bother me to keep it all the way real if I'm trying to grudge.
Well, I mean, Brandon just stated it. They don't get – I think it's more or less the other people. Other people are more worried about it than him and his team.
Brother Herb,
yeah.
I'm the one that said I thought, because I saw all those emails and everybody was texting, and I said, okay, I just said it. Hey, look, man, the man needs his credit. Because I just heard Danny Boy say the same thing. I heard you say the same thing. Sometimes people want their accolades, and they didn't ask for it. I just said, give the man his credit. He went down there, he got a good race, and he did good. So can't you just say he did a good job? I mean, but like they said, they don't care nothing about the accolade. They just want the money. They want to race.
If you don't get it, Tim House, if you don't get it, ain't nothing you can do about it, though. I mean, I doubt very seriously Brandon or Q actually verbally said to somebody, man, they ain't giving me no credit. I went down there, I kicked some ass. I doubt very seriously they said that to anybody.
And you know, another thing.
Well, Brandon said that he don't
want
that.
It was a cheerleader.
Man, motherfucker been talking to tape, Q about what he done from start to finish.
I know that, so that's why I'm saying it's not going to always come from everybody. That's what y'all got to understand. Some people don't like what he did. So they not going to give you no fucking credit. In life, man, you're not going to have everybody that don't like the shit you're doing, man.
But I think before we locked it in, I seen a polls, and it was a lot of people that were saying Wesley was going to beat me and stuff like that. It was a lot of people you know what I'm saying, because they do got a proven car. And for me in my camp, I always thought that I'd always thought that Wesley Snipes was the fastest fucking car out there when I seen it in Owensburg, but they didn't feel that way. But I was like, shit. I mean, from what I saw, it looked really, really fast to me compared to what I seen the other boys' car. But like I say, man, they may just be, you know, people overlooking them. But hell, people, when they getting overlooked like that, that means they gonna keep getting action and keep knocking heads off.
And
another thing is, you know, I don't feel like they got the credit they should have got really by beating me, because, I mean, hell, we was talking about, man, somebody in my camp today was telling me, they was like, man, you know, people ain't really even said nothing about Wesley beating you. Like, I've seen they try to make memes or whatever them things is, but nobody really kind of, whatever, they kind of overlooked it in a sense. And maybe because the race that I guess because I got down to the finals, it maybe overshadowed it. But at the end of the day, I don't want to never take none. They did beat me, so it is what it is. They beat me fair and square. And I mean, like I say, it is what it is. I ain't going to never try to discredit what they did. They beat me. And they did what they were supposed to do, and they got a badass car.
For a lot of shit, Herb, a lot of Facebook is based on popularity. I mean, you in the South, you live in the South, you're born and raised, you're very popular. So a lot of that shit, when it comes down to us, and people might not want to say it, but it is what it is. I mean, y'all from down there, y'all way more popular in the South than we are. I mean, they love us when we come, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, y'all still going to be more popular to them than y'all are to us. I mean, than we are to them, and that's just how it be on Facebook. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm just saying, it's still going, the majority is going to rule, man. That's all I'm saying. Like I say, they love us when they come down. When I come down, I sell a whole lot of shit. Shirts, and I mean, people ask for autographs. It's unbelievable, the love I get. But I'm saying, it's still going to be somewhat biased when it comes down to popularity. You know what I'm saying? Y'all from that, from those, from y'all people, man. They love to see us coming, but at the end of the day, if it was a poll, most likely y'all still going to win over a poll over a car from up north coming up there.
Yeah, well, I
didn't say, hey, Herb, you know we gamble like a motherfucker. I didn't see times where we run in a car that nowhere in hell we can fucking whoop us. But the people from that state still bet with that car. They bet with that car because they bet with their people they know.
Yeah.
They fucking don't even, they know that goddamn car can't win. But they still bet with the fucking car regardless. It's like you. They know your car was new. They know it just came out. You had just as many motherfuckers betting on you in that race that you had on him. Because they betting with you because you a hometown guy. And they know what your reputation was in the past and all that shit play a part. They ain't give a fuck if you ain't have but a couple passes on your car. That ain't what they was gambling on.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good race. Them boys good. I like race.
I think that list helped promote a shootout more than putting different cars on a standard bar. If I had a car in that shootout, I wouldn't care nothing about that list either. But I think that shootout deal, that's what brings the list. So in the next shootout, they're going to call all of y'all, regardless. All of y'all tough. So I think a lot of the fans are taking that list too personal. You know what I'm saying? And I would let
that
list
they
bother
do. That's why social media out here, social media out here to stir shit up. That's what that, as soon as I seen that list, I said that. That's, that right there for the stuff, a lot of shit.
What it is about that list compared to other lists, that one is on a bigger platform. That's Forever Grudge, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that,
yeah,
that list is going to be seen by more people than – that list is going to be seen by more people than it would be if I posted the list, you know what I'm saying, or if Tate posted the list, you know what I'm saying? That one is followed by a lot of different people. But like I said, we don't really care for the list. It is what it is, but Tate making a good point. Like the recognition that the North gets compared to the South is uncomparable. Like just for instance, like when I took my car down there, when I had Comey Young down there, we went to Orangeburg. I ran David Reese. There is not one video of us beating David Reese. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure if I would have lost.
You'd have seen it. It'd have been all everywhere.
I was on mute, Brandon, but you goddamn right.
It'd be all over,
my
Brandon.
My opinion is this. Hey, Tate,
it's like
this
that. So, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes in the girls' world, the opinions and stuff, they be biased. You know what I'm saying? They be kind of one-sided.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's just opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying, Brandon. You can't let that affect you because it's somebody else's fucking opinion.
No. Me personally, I just took it as a list. It wasn't voted on. It's one person's opinion, but like I said, it's on a big platform, so it's gonna be seen by many different people,
it's
and that's why you got different.
Y'all
so that's why you got a whole bunch of different. You got a.
So see,
that's why it's a whole bunch of different reactions. You know what I'm saying, to the list.
Why y'all think? Well, why don't nobody from the North take and do something like that, and then promote the North more? Because I mean, number one, those guys gonna travel to more races down south if they from down south. They gonna be in more races down south than up north. So it's reason. It ain't just
one
reason.
One thing about the guys,
it ain't just one reason. But let me tell you this: if they get 16 of them badass 484 cars together, and the motherfucker go through that field and win it, I don't give a fuck if he's from the moon. He gonna get his props. I just don't see it no other way. You can't take nobody body of work from them. I don't give a shit if it gets posted 10 times or 9 times. If you win that 484 shootout, if a car from up north had won that shootout, they'd have got just the same goddamn props. Because that ain't no easy feel.
That shit is competitive. There's some bad motherfuckers in there. And if they have another one and they have all 16 cars and you win it, I don't give a fuck if you're from the moon. I feel like you're going to get your props. That's how I feel, but I could be wrong.
Hey, Danny boy.
Well, let me ask you a question, Danny boy. Well, hey, let me ask you. Hey, little Danny boy, if you say, why don't the people up north put up the video or whatever you want to put out and all that, but they travel down there to y'all race, then why don't you do it? I mean, why don't your people up here, they just looking at it too. So
you
want to
answer?
Down,
you want to answer?
Yeah, I want to answer.
You want the answer? Okay.
Yeah, man.
I got a little right. Well, we got a little raggedy ass truck. Okay. And you think if I take that truck up there, I'm going to have more people talking about Lil Blue and know about Lil Blue than I am down here? That's just
– Yeah, everybody up here know about Lil Blue.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, a lot of people know.
Don't change.
But there's more people down here know about it than up there.
I mean, we all a racing world.
Yeah,
we know the same shit y'all know. We know you motherfuckers.
Okay.
Hey, Tim.
Okay.
What it is? I think you're asking for a little too much.
The north and the...
But I
you need to promote yourself.
So you're telling me I got more fans up there than I got down here. That's what you're telling me.
No, I ain't saying that, but you're well known all over wherever Grudge Racing reaches. You know what I'm saying.
It's the difference.
Y'all going to get talked about more up there than you hear down here, and the people down here going to get talked about more than here.
No. Hey, Danny boy, being real, we get more recognition in the South than we do in the North.
Right. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
Okay.
We literally get way more recognition.
But being real, Tim House's expectations are a little too much when he wants somebody to promote him. Dog always said, if you want yourself out there, promote yourself. That go for when it's
the
World Racer of the Year and all of that. So if you want somebody to see Wesley whooping ass, get you somebody to post it. Don't expect the people down south to do it, then when they don't, you call them hypocritical or saying they want to promote yourself.
I know, I'm cool with it.
Hey, Brandon, let me tell you this. Okay, I done said cute name more in the last month than I said in the last 5 years. I ain't no shit about no Q. But what he's doing is hot rod, and what he's doing, his name is popping up every day now. It's a household name. Now, stop racing.
I put it like this.
I tell everybody this.
If the car don't fall apart, we have a lot more races than we do right now.
Yeah, y'all done made a big impact on the game. Y'all name come up every day.
Like,
and I remember
like
literally 2 years
every
ago,
every event that we go to, we lock in. Me and Q, we always talk. So, like, before we lock in races for the event. And we try to figure out, hey, look, you know, we going to lock in at least 2 races. But we try not to go over, you know, 4 races. Like, because we learned one thing from when we went to Orlando, you know what I mean? We ain't even have enough time to try to figure out an issue. And basically, we paid some punk outs and got our ass kicked in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? We kicked a little ass, but we'd rather win than lose. So now we just try to, you know, we lock in a certain amount of races. But every race that we've been to this year, we go into that race with at least 3 lock-ins. But do they happen all the time? Nah, not necessarily. But in the last 2 races, we couldn't race because, shit, we blowing the goddamn car up. But, you know, it ain't our intention.
Y'all been from racing and y'all want to race, so y'all lock in multiple races to try to make sure at least y'all get some action. And everybody see it. But see, it's just like Herb name. Herb took some time off. Herb name wasn't coming up every day. And now it was months went by and then nobody heard nothing about no Herb. He came back, put his car together, went out there and started doing what it takes. Now his name back out there. Them hot rods gonna put you out there. If you ain't doing shit, man, nobody gonna talk about you. I don't give a damn who you is. Shit, I've been hot and I've been cold. Motherfucker told me I'd put my motor in a goddamn food truck. Shit, mother gonna talk. You ain't doing shit. They gonna let you know. If you doing something, motherfucker, everybody ain't gonna pat you on the back. You gonna get a lot of pats on the back.
Hey, Q, he got the motor in the food truck.
Let your goddamn hot rod do the talking. Yeah, that was one event.
The folk got their opinion about who they think, whatever, that shit. Yeah, that shit ain't going to last no time. The same people can go out there the next race and get their ass blowed out, and I guarantee you there ain't going to be no one and two.
I ain't getting my ass blown out there anymore. I'm going to say that. I don't know about nobody else, but I ain't getting mine blown out.
But then you're going to stay at the top. And then if somebody want to be at the top, and you and they got to call your ass out. I'm sick of you.
Hey, listen, hey, Daddy. Well, I don't give a damn about that top shit. I didn't told him that. I won't never get into that. That shit don't mean a damn thing to me what somebody put on a piece of paper. That shit don't pay me or cost me one way or the other. So you ain't never got to worry about me arguing about who the fuck number one, 110. You know, respectfully, I appreciate it, but I wouldn't give a fuck if I wasn't on it. You know what I'm saying? I mind the business that pays me.
Every race stands on its own. You win, you a hero, you get your ass blown out, they're going to talk about it. Bottom line. Now, when you go out and get money, still when I come home and I go out and get money, I still like for them to pat me on the back every night, rub me on the head and say,
well,
damn.
You
know.
Well, Danny, boy, they can't overlook me. No.
You don't want to win it? Okay.
No.
What about you,
I mean,
Herb? Do you want to meet? When Grudge Rich of the Year, Herb?
No. I've been that shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me no more. And I mean, hold on, let me say this. I'm not taking nothing from it but I've done that. So to me, it don't really, I mean, I've seen that it didn't pay no bills for me. I mean, at the end of the day, it just put something else over your damn dumb head. So for me, it don't mean nothing to me no more to win
it. But Herb, it was a good accomplishment for you because I say that as far as you because you all are drivers. You know what I'm saying? Me being who I am, Grudge Racer of the Year is not gonna have that same effect as somebody who actually went out there and fight for it. That's why when I hear people like Tony Bynes, yourself, Trigger Man, you know, Brandon or whoever, it could be whoever drives, you know what I'm saying? It's a little different coming from a driver. And what people don't realize is and I ain't taking nothing from nobody, but as y'all being drivers, you have the opportunity to drive multiple cars. Now, you can have some big clicks because you can have 3, 4, 5, 6 car owners, but you could drive that one. You could be the one driver. So all that stuff is influential when people making these type of decisions. Me personally, I'm one owner with one car. I can't go up against or fight the battles of a driver who's, like I said, who has the opportunity to drive 5 or 6 cars in different categories. Of course he's going to get more. You know, it's a proven fact. Numbers, it's strength in numbers.
Yeah. Well, for me, I don't want it, but it don't really mean nothing to me no more. I don't care nothing about that. I think it's good. I mean, it's good for the game, the people who, like MJ, Mari, them boys coming up, for them to get stuff like that. But I done it, so it don't really mean nothing to me no more. I'll never even try to get it again. It's too much. I would never try. I wouldn't even want to go back through that to try to win a Grudge Race that year.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Mario. Where would you like for you guys to meet up again and go to war? What track would you prefer all y'all meet up at again?
Come on, all of us? Meaning like the whole 484
yeah.
group?
The 484
group. I feel like Florida would be a great, you know what I'm saying, because of the weather. I mean, you got to go where you got surface. I mean, here's the next thing. That track shit is an equalizer, bro. You know, you can play it down and do this and do that, but, you know, one thing they can't say, I don't think any of us can say about Valdosta is the track was not a determined factor. Anybody who threw a tune-up at it, I think they did, you know what I'm saying, what it's supposed to do. They don't always work like that in your favor. You might go to some of these tracks and then the track needs, you know, you got to race what you can get now.
But you prefer to go back to Valdosta, not Orlando.
No.
To go back to Valdosta.
No.
If
If. Okay. Okay.
No. I personally don't want to go back to Valdosta, no, because that was it. I feel like we need to go to – but I tell you one thing. I would take the same prep team that they had. I go damn in the track they want to take me to for a situation like that. Besides the short track.
Do a shootout at 131 and put a $65,000 pot out there for the shootout.
We on the way.
You'll see where everybody
at. Yeah, 65. Listen, y'all want to get 65,000? We on the way.
No, you do. I'm talking about in the spring.
Yeah, we on the way. 65.
Like
I don't give a yeah, 65,000. You got a good prep man, a good service like 131. Yeah, we on the way.
There you go.
Hey, I got a question. Do y'all feel that if y'all just made like a little point series, or y'all do four races a year, that all y'all gonna come together at least for $50,000? Will that water it down? Y'all think? If y'all would just say one out of four,
no,
June, July,
not
August.
Not four
a year, because that's only one third. So yeah, definitely not.
I think it'd be hard. It's gonna be hard to get 16 cars four times.
Well, you know,
a lot of these people gonna come in.
Not four times.
I don't think that
once a month.
We probably won't get 16, but once a year. Real
shit.
Just take this last event for instance.
Y'all can put it together at least three times a year. Spring, summer, just take the last event
for example. Everybody prepared to get 16. That was basically the goal was to have them 16 cars in that shootout, and it was what? How many was really
11.
In it? Was 11. It
11.
11. Okay.
11. 11.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be very hard, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, we're running these cars hard, you know what I'm saying? And we're running them as frequent as possible, really, you know what I mean? To get to certain edge on the next man, you know what I'm saying? So it's three, four times a year, it's hard.
Let me tell you, if you had a points versus, and here goes the next thing that's never going to make it watered down, y'all. Only thing that's going to make it watered down, and respectfully to any promoters on here, the only thing that's going to water it down is when you see somebody talk about this and that every other weekend, all of a sudden they're putting up a 4-8-4 race, and, you know, it might be free entry or something to win. That does not have the same excitement. You heard what you just told us. You told us $65,000. For $65,000, I don't give a damn about coming to Michigan. I'm on the way. You understand what I'm saying? If you got four races a year for $50,000, what you just said, a series that I'm gonna give y'all four races in a year for $50,000, guaranteed that is gonna be the priority to 90% of that team. And 90% of these people are 4-8-4s. We're gonna plan now to be at those four fucking races because of that $50,000.
There you go.
Right.
So you get everybody on that list. You put that race out there, and I guarantee you, they're gonna be 100% trying to get there.
Hey, well, listen,
so, yeah,
I think the list
is good for a promotion type of thing because you're gonna kill them.
I ain't gonna try to put
man.
What I'm gonna try to do is I'm gonna try to get Mario and Herb up here, and I like to go upside of their ass in front of everybody here at home in Michigan.
Brandon,
we go. Hey, but listen. That's you supposed to feel that way, you know. I know, bro, want to lick back, and I want my chance at a lick at y'all. So that's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
it's like I said, and that's something to look
forward to. We'll figure something out. But I like to get a couple guys.
That's something to look forward to.
The South to come here, you know, what I'm saying, the 131 at one of these nice events. Like 131, I'll bring
something,
track. You know what I'm saying? $65,000.
You ain't gonna have to look for them. They coming. I'm telling you.
That's the point I'm making about that list, man. That's the point I'm making about that list. That list is good for a promoter and the fans. Because the people with the cars, no, I wouldn't care about it. But how you put that number out there, they're going to 100% try to get there. They program tight.
65,000, I'm telling y'all, motherfuckers is on the way,
man,
including us.
Listen here. Man, y'all don't know, man. Y'all might be on some way bigger than what it seems. I'm telling you, that 484 class is going to be big
Peso,
in the same.
Well, let me tell you what's so good
about the 484 class.
I'm on the call, man.
We can afford to run them. That is where it comes in.
Go.
It ain't the same as like a 959 where you got to put rods in a crank in these motherfuckers every 25, 30 runs, and it costs so much to make them. The good thing
mm-hmm.
about a 484 is you can afford to fix it, you can afford to maintain it, you can afford to run it. That is the main
mm-hmm.
thing.
Let me ask you this, Mario. When you put that $65,000 up, now you're going to have those big shots coming over to that, I think, which is it's going to be good for us to watch, but then you got Phil Shuler and all them. Do you think they're going to flood?
It don't matter if they do or not, because let me tell you, it's an equal playing field. And
mm-hmm.
the next thing about it is, it's called pot odds. Nobody can complain about what happened in Valdosta because you're putting up $2,500 to get a chance at 50.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter if you ain't the fucking favorite. You know, no disrespect to Devil Horse. Devil Horse won Raider versus the fucking world. He won against a man that go 350s.
Hey, Peso, does that $65,000 sound like sound realistic? What Peso at? Come on, Pay. We need to
hear
you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, what up, y'all? What'd you say, $65,000 payout?
Yeah,
right.
$65,000 payout.
Yeah, man, that's possible for sure. That's no problem. What's the buy-in on that?
$2,500, $3,000.
Shit, yeah, that's how many cars?
Man,
you
gonna have everybody in the country coming to that? I'm telling you.
Well, if you got 16 cars at $2,500, that's 40 wrecks. That's easy, man.
That's 40, and then I had to put up $25,000.
Yeah, that's possible. Let's do it.
That's easy. That's light work.
Yeah.
You get in there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What's your date?
But why can't just make it $50,000 like the rest of them? Mario said $50,000
mm-hmm.
is good,
so why would you have to make it $65,000? He got to do something to get them to come up. They got a $50,000 rest
right.
down there. You got to do something. You got to get them to come.
But the man just said he'll go to four or five different places. $50,000. That's what he just said.
The only deterring factor in it is that you guys set all this up, everybody ready to go, then somebody throw a race on the same day down there. They gonna go down there.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Let me show y'all. Hey, check this out. Hold on, for y'all figure it out. Let me show you a good scenario that just happened. U.S. Street Nationals coming up in January, right? Now, not taking nothing away, but let me show you how the difference is what y'all saying. Smoke agreed to put up basically the same deal like Mike. He said if he can get 8 cars to commit 484 and 5 inches together for Baldy's
mm-hmm.
race down in Orlando on Saturday, he will put up $10,000 on top. That thing got brushed to the side. Nobody really was like, oh, yeah, put me in. However, you got the U.S. Street Nationals with the 484 rules. And here he go. He's saying is, okay, long as y'all got 8 guys that'll put up, you know, $2,500, I'm going to put 10 on top, not 16. You see what I'm saying? So now everybody's already, he already got 5 or 6 people ready to come tomorrow to put up their deposit. He said
mm-hmm.
he don't care if he don't get but 8 cars. 8 cars he's putting up 10. But the difference is that's a $30,000 payout in January.
Sure.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go. You mean to tell me you think you finna put up $65,000 and you think we ain't coming? I wouldn't give a fuck who
well,
ain't coming. You get out there.
I'm trying to tell the other guys, Mario. Got to give them an incentive. That's an extra 15. You got an incentive to come. That way they not understand it. You ain't gonna come for the 50 because I got a $50,000 race here.
That's the 15,000. Man, let's go. We got one.
Because most people, what you got to realize, what has happened the way we travel, you definitely just compensated the trip. Because, like, me in Florida, I know what me and Bro did. Like, you know, how we travel, we fed the team, how we cook, how we eat, how we normally go and sit out. We spent about $12,000-$13,000 down there in Valdosta just on, you know, taking care of the people between rooms, the travel, the trip, the food, cooking out, grilling, entry. You know, we fucked up $13,000-$14,000. So when you talking about coming up there.
What about nitrous?
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Damn,
I didn't know.
We ain't even got a damn tool.
I mean,
stuff like
that. I'm at a point to where I'm going to guarantee at least 50,000. 65, I ain't going to lie to y'all. That's a lot of motherfucking money. But, you know, it's possible. I think with
hey, so if you put up 50,000, you're going to have a packed house, sir, in this book.
Right.
Peso,
let me tell you the difference, right, boss? No disrespect. You got to realize most events put up that same amount of money you talking about now. They just breaks it up in different class. So I'm gonna take this over there. I got all steel and all glass the night before for this much. I got 275 and 28. You see what I'm saying? So you got So check this out. If you charging an average of goddamn $30 at the gate, you mean tell me a show like that ain't worth 800 people? Because that's all it takes.
Oh yeah, no. What I'm saying is that's just for one shootout to do 50. If I do 50,000 484, if I do 10,000 all steel all glass, 5,000 small block nitrous. That's how I'm.
Yeah, there you go. You're gonna make the money, man.
Yeah,
you
I ain't worried about
that.
I will tell y'all this. Hey, hold on, real quick. We don't charge like y'all do in the South, though. We keep it at 25 a head up here, man. The South is $30 to get in, 60 to park, $30 for a golf cart, and $20 to stay overnight. Goddamn it!
Hey, listen, you ain't telling us. Hell, I pay the same day you every day you hauling out. We pay it. Shit,
I know. We over here $25 a head, $40 spectator. And we charge people $15 to park, $20 to park, and they almost kill me up here. But yeah, no, we gonna continue to try to get those pots up, man. It just the game was different last year, but I think this year is gonna be good.
Peso,
yeah.
Do y'all think it's possible, man, that everybody come together and we put it with the four black promoters that y'all had? You got Mike Hill and Big Jake, and everybody throw one of them $50,000 or $65,000 race.
Separately?
Y'all don't think that's possible?
Yeah.
Out of the four, y'all pick y'all day out of the year, so won't nobody step on nobody, and y'all throw y'all four through the summer, and everybody put $65,000 together. Now, do y'all think that's possible, or that's kind of out of the question because of the?
I think that makes it. Look, at the end of the
Jamie
day,
Jamie too. I forgot about Jamie.
Hold on, listen. What we got to do at the end of the day is find some type of uniformity to help each other because we don't have the big sponsors like No Prep Kings. But at the end of the day, they got a schedule like you're saying. So you're right. If we have a race, we got one in May, one in August, one in September, one in November. That'll help everybody on this phone be able to plan and schedule, and we can pretty much guarantee, hey, for 50 there, 50 there, 50 with Jake, 50 with Jamie, 50 at Peso Race, 50 at Mike Race, and then we can just keep it going. But that way, it can all make sense. We can have one big calendar, and we all share it, and that keeps it easy on the guys.
How to race up north where it's so hot and boys can run during the day, and in the south have it in the fall in the late winter.
We need to get Mike Hill on, man. Y'all need to come together, man. Y'all don't come together for nothing.
If that class is that big,
if you add that along with that all steel, all that G body, that shit'll be a bad motherfucker because a lot of people run that G body shit. And everybody wants to see the 4A4.
No, I
like
G body 4A4. I think G body 4A4 is more about nice. Is gonna be
no
the
time
shootout.
That, man.
Yeah, all still all glass too. But yeah,
That's what we're going to try to run up here next year. See, you know what? In the South, y'all, respectfully, prep racing is still big. In the Midwest, no prep, it's 4-1. You know what I'm saying? It's 4 no prep cars to every 1 no time grudge car up here right now. So we gotta bring back prep racing because we lost, like Brandon was just saying, we really only had one track. And Milan showed us a pretty good job this year with Brandon Mass, so we're going to continue to strive for greatness. But shit, man, a lot of our cars, prep cars went no prep. So I think we get that back, we'd be real strong again. But right now, you know, the Midwest, Chicago really been holding it down. You know, so that's good shit. But, you know, we're gonna have a good year next year, though. I feel it in my bones. Hey, what Mario? Hey, Mario, you still on here?
Yeah.
What Mario is this? Is Mario Mario?
Yeah.
Mario told y'all okay. Put that 65 up and they coming. Y'all listen to everybody else.
If I do 50, do we got a deal? If I get it to 50, guaranteed, do we got a smaller agreement on that?
When you say guaranteed, now you got to watch your words. What does that mean?
I'm going to do 50,000 with a car minimum of 8 or better.
I like that.
Or better.
8.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If you do 50,000 with an 8 car better, I can think right now. I know half of the 8 you got already. Just between you would get two. You would get Ryan. You would get Salty, probably Jesse, you, and her. You got 5 right there. I'm pretty. I can bet rest assured that you got 5 already.
Yeah.
Hey Mario, since you number 1, they claim you number 1. Do you oppose to people like Tate and Bobby and them getting in it with a 5-inch?
Yeah, what's up?
No.
Good question. Let's talk about it.
Here you go right here, right? Yo, like you just made a post. Y'all made a post. In the top of that post, a 484 list. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody over here, we could take a stab at anybody. Any two cars can race, in my opinion, if you make it right. But it's no way in the hell if a 484 man starts saying he don't give a fuck about a 5-inch man, then the next thing you know, you might not say you don't give a fuck about it. It's like a 5-inch man, so he don't give a fuck about a 5-3. Like, you can't start that. You know, when you claiming to
be. Hold on, Mario. Lil Will, you had a 5-inch and you come out with none of them motherfuckers, so what you mean?
Man, shut the fuck up. Who lying to me?
Kimo, why shut the fuck up? Is this your show? You shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Lil Will.
Man, let me find out who's lying
to you. I'm going to come around with none of them. So what kind of question
Lord
is that?
Lord, have mercy.
Of course Mario don't give a fuck about them getting in. He going to play
you got my wife over here laughing, dog.
Hey, boo. But see, y'all got to be careful with starting that. Once you start that shit, you can't go back from it, man. You can't go back from that, bro. You know what I'm saying? You grudge a man, yeah. But saying you're going to let a 5-inch in, I'm never going to agree with that.
But look, Mario,
they need to leave the 484 class as a 484 class, and then 5-inch,
right.
484,
exactly.
Whatever other motor need to be, anything on 28.
Exactly. Well, not only that, it's enough 5-inch guys. They can get them 6 or 8 cars together and do the same thing.
You know what?
Yeah, right. Like them 5-inches is starting to come out the woodworks more and more.
Okay, let me ask y'all this question, because this is a real question, and I'm glad I got some hitters on the phone. What if a small blunt nitrous car want to enter the shootout? Are they allowed, yes or no?
Yeah, I think Rube, Mike Hill. No, they're not. Nope. It's 484 nitrous only. That's what the flyer is.
I'm just asking because
single turbo.
None of that.
When Mike established the rules, right? He put us all in a group and pretty much let us basically all agreed on certain stuff, and basically that's how we came up with the deck height rule. 484 nitrous only, OEM style transmission, all of that crap that we got, right? It was basically based around that. I think you need to have his, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to have another shootout, you got to kind of change your own thing up. But
I like Mike Hill's rules. All of us have set our car up on them rules.
Well, yeah, the rules are the same across the board, but I'm asking because I had a small block nitrous guy say, hey, I want to try. I don't have a big motor. I got a small block nitrous with two kids. Can I get in? That's all.
No.
No.
You kill the parody of the class.
Yeah. Okay. No. Listen. We talk about it as a group because that's a lot of questions that these small block guys because they feel like they're getting left out. So they like, what do we do now? I'm just being 100 with y'all.
They got the same. Like look at down there though. You know what I mean? They just had a small block shootout. So all small block shootouts.
At the same token, you have to reverse the situation. With a small block shootout, let a 484 guy in there.
Hell no. So good report.
Right.
Basically, to keep the character of the class.
Tell them to lock them in. They can
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. I know a lot of is going to be coming up. So I'm a lock it in and just rock with it because you make it.
I can put
your point valid. Class, what it is. It's a 484 class. That's how it's going to stay. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And look, everybody was cool with their move in the spectrum, right?
Same rule as Mike.
Yeah, everybody cool with their vehicles inspected, right? That wasn't no problem down there.
No.
Your report.
Okay.
Cause we got Rick Dodge up here that do our shit. I think he was actually down there helping out too. So.
Yeah, I need to put them four races. Some try to do a little series, a little four race series. That'll be good for everybody. And Taylor can get them motors out from TRE. You know, I know all y'all TRE right now.
Not the TRE.
I'm a TRE hitter, but not like these real TRE hitters. God damn, I need to go back to the TRE dino room.
TRE?
They say them Pat Moosey motors can't keep up no more. I said, damn.
Pat Moosey rebuild that won the shootout. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I'm talking shit.
Shit, Pat didn't touch my mother, to be honest.
Said what, Herb? What'd you say, Herb?
Never mind. Nothing.
I heard that, Herb.
I heard it.
Any motherfucker that got one, if they smart, better let somebody touch it.
I guess. Well, man, feel like we got somewhere tonight, man. I don't
want to.
I ain't going to.
Hey. You said he had Amazon.
Show up. You say what?
I said, Q said he had Amazon. Here.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you had in it, but that ain't for me.
That's what he said. He said Amazon part. Yeah.
Hey, Tay, before we go, I saw a little country made a post on y'all and said he going to come back and come in the 484 world and put his nuts on everybody's chin. Do y'all think that's possible? Mm, he just talking shit.
Man, I don't
know.
Do that. Fuck, I don't know what them. I don't know what them country boys gonna do, and really don't.
Who said they gonna put their nuts on the chin?
Little country made that statement.
Listen. I want to be little country test dummy. Let me know. Let them know as soon as they get that bitch running. Put me number one on the list. That's the only list I want to be a part of. That's the only list I care to be number one on. I want to be the first one.
Come on, Brenda.
I want to be number one on Lil Country's list on the first 484 that he run when he get a 484.
You smart, Brenda. You smart.
How long you been holding that in, Brenda?
What did I say? He said some shit that he going to do something with the 484 boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we done covered everything, man. We're going to go on and get out of here tonight. Get y'all to follow Dog Show, man. We're going to shut it down tonight. Thank y'all for coming on, Mario and Herb. We're going to go in tonight, man. Thank you, guys. All right, Bub, you can act up.
DA got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dollars free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard.